The following is a recording for Rafael Borja from iAdvise on Monday, April 11th, 2016 at 9:30 a.m. Central. WBN, the fourth quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Good morning. My name is Josh and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Davivienda Fourth Quarter 2015 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star and then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, simply press star and then the number 2. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Mr. Borja, you may begin.
Thank you, Josh, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Davivienda's fourth quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. Joining us from Bogota, Colombia are Mr. Efraín Forero Fonseca, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo León Otero, Chief Financial Officer. They will be discussing the results per the press release distributed on Friday, April 8th. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.davivienda.com on the Investor Relations section, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. If you need any assistance, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any forward-looking statements made today by Davivienda's management are subject to various conditions and may differ materially. These conditions are outlined in the last page of the company's press release in the disclaimer, and we ask that you refer to it for guidance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Efraín Forero, Chief Executive Officer of Davivienda, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Forero, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning to all of you. And thank you for your continuous interest in our bank and for always following our financial control. It is a pleasure for me to present again to all of you our financial results as of December 2015. To start with our main results for the fourth quarter of 2015, please go to the slide number 6. On the year 2015, we had very good results. We reached accumulated net income growth of 28.4% above Colombian pesos 1.2 trillion. The annualized return on equity toward December closed at 15.3% above the figure of last 2014, which on IFRS closed at 13.9%. Efficiency ratio totaled 46.8%, improving 330 basis points with respect to 2014 results. Our gross loan portfolio grew by 24.1% compared to the figure of the same quarter of previous year, closing at Colombian pesos 64.1 trillion. Just in Colombia, we grew by 20% during the year and finalized with the second biggest gross loan portfolio among Colombian banks. Finally, our non-performing loan index to 90 days was 1.57%, which translates in 18 basis points below the level of the past year. In slide number 7, we present our retail banking report. Consolidated retail loan portfolio grew by 20%, reaching Colombian pesos 30 trillion. In particular, the consolidated mortgage loan portfolio grew by 22.5% compared in a year-to-year basis. Consolidated consumer portfolio reached Colombian pesos 16.3 trillion. An increase of 18.1% to December 2014. In particular, payroll loans, our leading segment, increased by 15.2% yearly. We have also exhibited an expansion in the Central American operation credit loan, in which the retail loan segment grew by 14.1% in U.S. dollars when compared with the year 2014. with a very good growth of 25.6% in Costa Rica and 14.9% in Honduras. Going to slide number 8, representing corporate banking results, we see the commercial loan portfolio close at Colombian pesos 34.1 trillion, 28% more compared to 2014. In Colombia, in particular, growth was 22% in a year basis. We would like to highlight the growth in the corporate loan portfolio in Colombia, which grew at 20.1% during the last 12 months, and which represents 78% of the whole commercial loans. And also, to call your attention to the outstanding performance during the year in the construction loan portfolio, which represents the highest growth during the year of 37.72%. SME grew by 26% as well. Referring to the international subsidiaries results in commercial loans, they grew by 20% in U.S. dollars compared to the last year same term. In particular, Costa Rica grew by 36.5% its portfolio. In regard to our usual follow-up of our international subsidiary results, in slide number 9, we can see our main highlights. We keep consolidating our presence and our market share in the Central American countries where we participate. Our net income reached $77 million, which represents a growth of 14% in dollars and almost 64% in pesos. The return on equity was 10.8% on local accounting for our subsidiaries. As you can see the graph on this page, return on equity has increased in our acquisition, reaching current levels thanks to cost control and general margin indicators that drive changes for this industry. We expect to keep sharing good results in this activity, taking into consideration as well that our quality indicator remains strong at 1.5%, as well as efficiency, which has evolved since the acquisition. Now, please go to slide number 10. Regarding debt issuance activity in this last quarter, the bank securitized mortgage loan for 124 billion pesos. On November, 600 billion pesos were issued in Colombian to different maturities according to our needs in bonds. During December, the superintendency approved the merge of Banco de Vivienda with Leasing Bolívar. This helped us to consolidate our presence in the leasing activity in the country. Nowadays, Davivienda is the second player in this segment. And now, it's my pleasure to ask Mr. Ricardo León to continue and present the financial results of the bank for this quarter.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you sharing our financial results as the last quarter of 2015. To start, please go to slide number 12. In this slide, we will be referring to asset results. As you can see, we closed at 83.7 trillion pesos in the third quarter of the year. 3.5% change on a quarterly basis, in which net loans contributed with a growth of 4.5%, reaching 62.4 billion pesos. Cash as well contributed with a 2.9% increase during the last quarter, reaching 7.9 billion pesos. On a yearly basis, assets grew by 22.9%. The loans were the most important driver contributing with a rise of 24.1%, while cash increase contributing with a rise of 37%. As you can see in the table on the bottom of the page, analyzing the performance by region, assets in Colombia grew 2.3% on a quarterly basis and 14.4% on a yearly basis, reaching 52 trillion pesos. On the other side, international assets grew to 6.8% compared to the third quarter of 2015, and 52.1 billion on a yearly basis. 52.1. Here, it's important again to know that the U.S. dollar to Colombian pesos exchange rate performance, in which pesos evaluated over 51.6%. Therefore, in U.S. dollars, the performance of growth is 4.7% in a quarterly basis, and 15.6% in a yearly basis. We saw during 2016, exchange rate accounting for 7% out of the almost 23% of the year growth. The contribution of exchange rate during the quarterly growth was 0.5%. We would like to move to slide 13, please. This slide where we explain the growth loans portfolio performance. Our portfolio grew by 4.4% on a quarterly basis and 24.1% on a yearly basis. By region, this growth was explained by an 18% growth of Colombia and less than that on U.S. denominated ones in Central America. Therefore, more than 6% of the growth comes from exchange rate registration of the loan portfolio. Most important growth is the loan portfolio in 2015. It was on the commercial segment with a very good performance in the year with a growth of almost 28%. From the total loan portfolio, especially commercial portfolio, represented 54.1 trillion pesos with 22% of this growth coming from Colombia and an important 47% coming from Central America in pesos. In Colombia, in particular, it represented a growth of close to 12%, and in Central America achieved 16% in dollars. Finally, the mortgage portfolio attributed a growth of 22.5% on a yearly basis. That is very close to at 13.7 trillion pesos, and by region, it was explained by a 17.8% in Colombia and 11.3% in dollars for Central America. Now please go to slide number 14. In this slide, we could see the numbers on quality of our loan portfolio. The quality of our loan portfolio is in 90 days of a consolidated loan portfolio, a figure of 1.57%. For the fourth quarter, it represented 30 basis points below that last quarter and 18 basis points less over the last year performance. Coverage ratio of the loan portfolio is increasing in this period from 150.5% in the third quarter to 171.4%. We're following closely the performance and the level of this ratio. The NPL improved, explained mainly by 24 basis point worth of write-off. So we will be at the same level that we had during the year. And when we see the same performance by segment, commercial loan portfolio decreased in NPL from 1.63% to 1.09%. This was explained mainly by write-off, which totally around 33 basis points, and the rest to a better performance of the portfolio. For the consumer segment, we saw an improvement of 6 basis points in the quarter, and the mortgage, a very lateral movement is seen in the year. We don't see any special concern about the mortgage portfolio, which is the level of NPL is really low in Colombia and for us. In the next slide number 15, the funding sources have been growing at a good pace to meet a growth of 5.5% over the last quarter and 24.4% on a yearly basis, and to achieve 70.9 billion pesos on a year of a year basis, credit were the ones with the highest growth of 60%. It was explained by Central American operational dynamics mainly, where El Salvador contracted an obligation in US dollars close to $175 million, and other smaller merchants in Costa Rica. Bonds grew by 19%, where we issued new bonds for 1.7 billion pesos in the local market, and where the exchange rate for already used denominated bonds increased in our financial statement. Our international subsidiaries presented a growth from funding sources of 54.8% over the year, while in Colombia the growth was 15.7% compared to the same period. Again, we need to take in account the peso devaluation, which explains 7% of the year growth, 0.6% of the quarter one. The annual funding sources ratio remained stable in 88% in this quarter, mainly due to the similar level of growth in assets and liabilities during the year. Now, please, let's go to slide number 16. In terms of capital structure, the solvency ratio went down during the year from 12.7%, highest point in April 2015, to 11.7% as of December. As you can see, levels were completely restored to 8.1% of T1 expected on April of the year, and the total solvency will be achieved 12.6% after the general shareholder meeting in the last March, where we have defined a capitalization procedure. I'd like to move to slide 17. You can see the financial margin behavior. In the quarter, financial margin reached 843 billion pesos, mainly explained by the expansion in financial income of 9.9% compared to the third quarter, and the acceleration of the allowance expenses growth during the quarter of 3.4%. On a yearly basis and accumulated terms, our financial income grew 25.5%. Financial expenses grew at a higher rate of 37%, out of which 7% was explained by exchange rate, as well as allowance that grew 50.8% due to the highest cost of risk and important growth of size of loan portfolio. All these effects included to add to a net financial margin total an increase of 10.2%. It's important to note that financial expenses increased due to the growth of exchange deposits on accumulated terms during the last 12 months. Financial margin total 3.1 trillion pesos. Now, please go to slide number 18. Regarding expenses grew 14.6%, while other expenses lead growth with 26.4%. This was explained by growth of financial movement taxes in El Salvador and amortization of technology expenses in Colombia and in Costa Rica. Personal expenses achieved a growth of 18%. Again, as explained in other meetings, EGR resigned of collective part meant a higher level of payment to employees. In accumulated terms, the 14.6% was highly impacted by foreign exchange levels, where this effect explained a total of 7.3% out of the 14.6% growth. Efficiency ratio closed the quarter at 46.8%, a very important achievement taking account the additional expenses mentioned before. But expecting efficiency ratio at the end of the year in a range of 46 to 47%. Next, can we move to the next item? Slide 19. In slide 19, we could see that our net income finally in 1,237 billion pesos. That represented an increase of 28.4%. As we explained in the last slide, we have a good performance in terms of financial margin, and we have other impacts related to the exchange rate that represent 135 billion, and other important impacts in terms of taxes. Finally, this is our final result with the ROE. Finally, it's 15.3%, better or higher than the ROE that we had in the December 2014, that was 13.7%. In terms of the return of assets, total 1.59%. That is better than the last year, that was 1.54%. We are improving in terms of ROE and return of assets. And finally, these are the main figures that we would like to share with you. And now, if you are ready, we can move to the question and to explain the point that you consider that are important to explain in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star two. Again, to ask a question, please press star one now. Thank you. Our first question will come from Guillermo Costa from Itaú BBA.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. Thank you for the opportunity. We saw that you revised the figures of 3Q15 results. Could you comment on the change you did, especially in the tax lines? And my second question is about the evolution of asset quality. Could you comment what do you expect for 2016, if you expect the NPL ratio to increase, and what segments are concerning you the most? Thank you.
Okay. Guillermo, thank you for your question. In the third quarter of 2015, we in the last quarter we have a very important change in terms of taxes definition by the authority in Colombia, especially related to the exchange rate changing. In the last quarter, the superintendent defined that the effect of the exchange rate in our investment in Central America and the fund, and the bond that funding that operation has to be registered in the capital account. So the exchange effect has to be registered in the capital account, and in Colombia that exchange impact in the past was registered in the P&L statement. So now in the past, that accounting allow us that the level of these taxes reduce the total tax rate. When the regulation changed, we have to move that impact to the capital, and now we have to pay more taxes in terms of our standard accounting. Okay, so that is a big difference between what happened between September and December. So in December, in September, if we apply the rules that the government, that the authority defined, we have something like 100 billion pesos to increase the taxes results.
OK,
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the second question, the administrative expenses are increasing in a very important way in the last quarter. In the last quarter, we have 42 billion pesos in additional expenses. A figure close to 26 billion are related to technology expenses. So that is part of our technology plan that we are executing during the last years. And part of this expenditure are related to not only expenditures in Colombia, but also some expenses that we have to do, expenses that we have to do in Costa Rica, in a special program related to the change of our banking core banking in Central America, in Costa Rica in particular. So, 26 billion are related to technology expenditures.
Okay, thank you. And could you comment about the wealth tax? We know that in the last year you booked the wealth tax in the equity, so probably now in the first Q you have the same impact. I just want to confirm if you will book the wealth tax against the equity. And if you comment further on the evolution of the first Q, if you are observing basically the same trends of the 4Q.
So we have to register in the capital. So we cannot register that impact in the net income. So for fiscal taxes, that amount that is registered in the capital have impact in the fiscal tax, but not in the financial statement. Okay, In 2015, the total effect of this impact is a figure close to 205 billion pesos. Okay, and the effective rate for the year is 24.5%. Remember that the total tax rate is close to 40%, but finally after some benefit that we have related to mortgage loans and other benefits, the final tax rate is 24.5%. And in the last year, the wealth tax is close to 6% of our the total tax rate, a figure close to 100 billion pesos.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Frederick Mariz from UBS.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. The first one, just to follow up on the strong loan growth that you have evidenced in the past quarters. Can you mention a little bit, can you give us a bit more color on where you see further market share gains? I understand some of it has to do with the effect, but excluding the effect, you know, what segments do you think are the most attractive or where you can continue to gain share? And then the second question is more on the asset quality. You mentioned you had some write-offs and we saw some events on the commercial book. Can you give us, and you mentioned this during your presentation, can you give us more details in terms of, you know, where those asset quality issues are and if you expect, you know, what kind of trend you expect for the next couple of quarters? Thank you.
Okay.
Well, we see that this year in Colombia we have a growth of the loan portfolio of around 10% for the whole financial system. And our growth is going to be more or less the same. We will be working with our mortgage as we are doing past year. However, we feel that a mortgage loan will grow at the rate of about 10%. Similar result we would have in Colombia for consumer loans. In commercial loans, we might have a higher growth since we will keep on working on the medium and small companies that we feel very attractive to that segment. And in the same way, we will be working with the 4G project that we are going to start financing in this year 2016, and that we will see in more higher level the impact of that disbursement in the year 2017 and 2018. In general terms, in Central America, we feel that the growth that we have past year, it is not going to repeat this year. We will have a growth of that in those markets in average. We will have a growth of something like 10% in dollars. We had in the past, and particularly in this second semester of the year, a very important growth, mainly in Costa Rica. We don't see that we can keep on growing in that level. In Costa Rica, we have a very good year, and we have a very good result in terms of the quality of the loan portfolio in Costa Rica. But we don't foresee that we will have that kind of growth for this coming year. However, every year during these three past years, we have been growing at a rate higher than the market. So we have increased our share of the market in those markets, and we feel that we will be able to keep on working on that sense, but having in mind always the quality and the risk analysis that we have to do in all the lines in Central America. So in general terms, we feel that we will have a behavior both in Colombia and in our international subsidiaries that is going to be good, and that maybe in Colombia we will have an impact in the consumer loans because of the growth and the problem that we might have in employment, but we don't expect to have an important impact in the indexes of the quality of the loans.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nicolas Riva from Citi.
Yeah, thanks very much, Prair and Ricardo. I have two questions. The first one is whether this year we are going to see the positive impact in the net interest margin from the recent increases that the central bank did in the policy rate. And also, if you can remind us, what is the sensitivity of your net interest margin to, let's say, 100 basis points change in the policy rate? And my second question is, what's your level of interest in doing acquisitions in Colombia? And in that case, if you expect to raise equity to finance this acquisition? Thanks.
Okay, in general terms, we foresee for this year not a relevant impact on the NIM of the bank. We see that we will have an increase in the policy rate that will have effect both in the income and in the expenses that we have related with the interest activity. So we are expecting to be willing to be able to have the more or less the same means that we are having. And if we have that increase on the policy, we don't see an impact of higher than what I mentioned before, because we have a very an important loan portfolio is related with the consumer loans that allow us to adjust the interest rate for the new disbursement, and so we have the way to manage that in a good way. So, but we feel in general terms that we are going to be able to keep the NIM. However, we feel that we will have an impact, very important in expenses, because of the inflation rate, and that is what maybe will impact our margins. Talking about our possibilities of some banks that might be leaving the country or other kind of transactions, in general, we have in our policy, in our strategy, long-term strategy, we are focused on growing in the market that we are in. And we will be looking to the opportunity very carefully. And there is going to be, in Colombia, Citi announces that it's going to exit the country. And we will be taking a look at it. It is very interesting. We will analyze it, but we will have to analyze in a very framework that we have to consider the new condition of the market, the new requirement of equity, and everything that has to be considered in these opportunities, because in no way we will have a chance to have a transaction that somehow end with a problem with the solvency of the bank, of the stability of the bank in the long term. But we will analyze that opportunities, and if we have to do that, we will have to consider the finances of those operations, and we would have to maybe consider the rights of the equity and the resources that we have to, we will need to do that transaction.
Thanks.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touchtone phones now. Our next question comes from Aníbal Valdez from Barclays.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. I have a specific question regarding the charge-offs that you guys reported on the third quarter this year, 2015, sorry, and the fourth quarter 2015. For the fourth quarter 2015, you reported total charge-offs over the loan portfolio of 153,000 million Colombian pesos, which you say is 73.4% higher than that of third quarter 2015. However, in third quarter 2015, you reported that the charge-offs were 317.6 thousand million Colombian pesos. So I'm having trouble here to reconcile the numbers, which don't add up. One of the two has to be wrong. Thank you.
Okay. Andrea, thank you for the question. Actually, the write-off in the last quarter increased in a very important way. We had an important portfolio that the possibility to recover was really low, so we established that it was necessary to write off that portfolio. So the portfolio finally represented 50 basis points of the total ratio, and that means that the level of the NPL ratio in commercial portfolio will be around 1.45. We think that with that action, we finally get out from the portfolio the loans that didn't have any possibility to recover. So we are expecting that in this year the level of write-off will be at the same level that we had in the last 3 years. I would like to say the level of NPL in this year, I think in the commercial portfolio, will be increasing 25 basis points, and in the Benzema portfolio will be increasing all the 20 basis points. The total portfolio, so in terms of NPL ratio, it will be increasing 25 basis points, no more than the figure. And our policy related to write-off will be keeping in the same level that we have been in the last year. So that event in the last quarter was a special event because we consider that the level of the possibilities to recover was really low.
Okay, please allow me a second question. It's regarding the loan growth in Costa Rica. We saw there that the corporate portfolio grew 48% and the consumer portfolio grew 55%. Can you provide a little bit more color how big the loan portfolio is in Costa Rica and what the strategy there and how you guys were able to grow 50% plus year over year? Thank you.
Please allow us to find the numbers, but first, I want to mention that those numbers are related with the growth in pesos. So that is part of the fact is related with the valuation that we have. But if we see in dollars for Costa Rica, the numbers are the total loan portfolio is $1.4 billion dollars, and it is in commercial. There is a growth in dollars of 36.3%, which is the most important. And it's the loan portfolio at the end of December is $851 million. It is related, that growth, mainly because we have different disbursements related with large multinational, multi-Latinos companies, and that we have been working with them not only this year but in the past, and we have very good results in that aspect, in that growth in the market. But we don't foresee to have a growth or a similar growth for the coming year. And in consumer, we have a portfolio that is 220. And the past year was only 156. It's a small portfolio. It is having very good results in terms of the credit card business, and it's having also a very good result with the payroll portfolio. It grew at the rate of 14.9% last year, but we don't expect to have the same result this year. The thing that is happening there in Costa Rica, which is one of the countries in which Citi announces to leave, it is allowing the market to compete very hardly. And on the other hand, as you know, in Costa Rica, the public bank has about 60% of the market. All the private banks are working very hard, and they are taking some part of the market that are used to be in the public banks. So those are the main results that gave us this result that is really very high in Costa Rica, so 31.7% long growth. But I would say that we don't expect to have this the same this year, and the analysis that we have made so far with the quality of the growth, it is very rigorous. We have been checking all the different plans that the bank has there, and we have been analyzing the quality of the both commercial and consumer loans. We don't foresee any problem with the mortgage loan that is growing well, but it is not that high. We see that it is a good result, that it is in very good shape with the quality of the loans, and that we are not going to have this in the coming year, but the bank has a chance to grow because of it was very small, and it has a large infrastructure, and finally, after these 3 years, they had finally a very good growth in this year 2015.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. We now have a follow-up question coming from Nicolas Riva from Citi.
Yeah, thanks, Efrain. I have a follow-up. So you had these write-offs in the commercial loan portfolio in the fourth quarter, which drove the decline in your NPL ratio. Can you tell us if these write-offs were for oil and gas companies? And also, if you can remind us what's your exposure to oil and gas companies in your portfolio and how well provisioned it is? Thanks.
Well, I will tell you that write-off was not related with the loan or related with the oil portfolio. But I will ask Reynaldo Romero, which is the credit vice president, who is going to comment about all our exposure in oil and gas.
Okay. Good morning. Our exposure in this moment in oil is near to $110 million, and in gas is near to $200 million. In this moment, the gas portfolio, the level of NPL is minimum, and in petroleum, the only customer that we run in review in Washley is Pacific. In this moment, we are reviewing the process of insolvency that the company is developing with the Canadian regulation. Our exposure with Pacific is near to $50 million.
It's kind of the write-off are now related to the
oil. Okay, I was explaining the comment about the Socorrero. Our write-off in December is not related with oil companies. It's companies that trade all trades that we have
more than 1 year,
but two. Yes, yes, it's not related with the oil and long, all long. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. At this time, there are no further questions. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Forero for closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much. And so we thank you very much for staying with us in this presentation. As we have mentioned in this meeting, we really have an optimistic view of the country and the bank in the future. We are very aware that we are having problems. We have a lower growth of the economy, and we are facing different problems. But when we see these problems related with the other countries in all the continents, we feel that Colombia is much better. And in the sense, we see a country in which the financial system is strong, is working hard to improve, and Davivienda will follow this strategy that we have commented with you for this year. And with that strategy, we feel that we will be able to go through these problems with a growth in our bank, keeping our margins, and going to year 2017 and 2018, that maybe will be even better than the year 2016. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.